It's the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air, your weekly local sports podcast. And now, here's your hosts, Greg Revels and Tony Stowers.
And we're back with Season 3, Episode 14 of the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air, sponsored by Pilgrim's Pride. We've got lots of football to talk about. We're down to it, Tony. Couple of teams looking at the playoffs here. Yep. Some still having to determine and may need some help to get in, but moving over to basketball too for one team anyway, and fixing to do that for several other teams.
We wait for football season all year, and then you get here and you anticipate, and now high school football, except for a couple of teams, is going to be over. And I'm kind of sad about it. I know not everybody's sad about it, but I'm kind of sad about it. So.
Well, I think that it's a situation that's just the way it goes.
I think so.
You're right. But before we do that, we're going to be talking about the number 58 today. The first one on there.
Got to be the best 58 in sports history, don't you think?
Well, I figured that's what you would say.
That's not what I asked you. Jack Lambert, Count Dracula in cleats, he was called. I've heard it said that Jack Lambert tells his kids about the boogeyman, and the boogeyman tells his kids about Jack Lambert. But probably the most aggressive linebacker to ever play in the NFL. Now, you got Butkus, you've got Lawrence Taylor. There's some great ones, Ray Nitschke, but for my money, I mean, the Jack Lambert is the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Well, I'm going to tell you what I see here. When you look at the three names you've got there, if you name three linebackers, I don't think you can name three better ones than those three right there.
Oh, I know.
As a trio.
Yeah.
You've got
– Von Miller's had a great career.
Yeah, and, I didn't know he was playing – he was playing for the Commanders last night.
He was.
I didn't know he was doing that.
I think he's like 45 years old.
Yeah, he is.
And then, Derek Thomas, of course, he was a great linebacker. He died tragically in an automobile accident, wasn't it?
Drowned.
Oh, did he drown? Okay.
Yeah, yep.
Carl Banks was with Lawrence Taylor on those Giants teams that were great that Bill Parcells coached. Kim Bokemper was a linebacker on the undefeated Dolphins teams. Only got to play 9 years because of injury, but he was great those 9 years. And then an outlier, Greg, Levon Hernandez was the closer for the Florida Marlins when they won the World Series in 97, and he was the World Series MVP.
Number 58?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, absolutely. So,
That's what doing these numbers teaches you,
Well, and then there's been some shocks on there, and then there's everybody knew that I was waiting to get to 58 and 59.
Sure,
59 be next week, and y'all find out.
Okay.
Yeah, well, Landon Jackson wore number 58 for the Razorbacks.
There you go.
At one time,
yeah,
he didn't wear it all the time, but he did wear that. So there's your Razorback connection.
Yeah.
Tuttle.
Yeah, we're missing Tuttle today.
We are.
But anyway.
Not a whole lot.
Time to talk about high school football. And now we're going to talk about the Dequeen Leopards. The Leopards went down to Magnolia and took on the Panthers down there. Teams with identical records, Tony.
Absolutely. And Magnolia got off to the really quick start and led the Leopards 36-6 at the half. And, I'm Leopard through and through, but if you'd have had me put my house on something, I'd have put my house on Magnolia was going to invoke the sportsmanship rule on us. That's not what happened at all.
Nope.
The Leopard, whatever was said in the locker room at halftime, needs to be put in a jar and sold at Walmart, because the Leopards came out in the second half and they were on fire. Now, Magnolia, the Leopards played so well, Magnolia never got to play their twos, having a 30-point lead at halftime.
Yeah.
Ends up being 52-30, Leopards had the ball 79 plays in the ball game. Magnolia had to play 20. Time of possession was the most lopsided I've ever seen since I've been statting, basically 43 minutes to 5. But, again, big plays, couple kickoff returns, things like that, kind of, you know.
Two long runs
yeah.
in the first half.
Yes.
I know.
Yeah, well, one's first play of the game, that Marshall yeah. kid. Mm-hmm. So, Leopards, I was really proud of the way they fought. And I told every kid I saw and I told the coaches how proud I was of them, because that would have been an easy one to just stay on the mat. And then Arkansas High got their first win of the year Friday, a 57-10 win over Hope. So as I texted Coach Bell, I may have put it in the email, I can't remember, I hope they're fat catting it. I hope they're satisfied. They got their mouse. Yeah. I hope they're laying around come Thursday night when Zephaniah Black had 6 touchdowns for the Razorbacks in that game. So I imagine that's a name we'll call often Thursday.
Yeah, and you know, one thing I want to mention, it is Thursday.
It is Thursday.
Last game of the year, and it's going to be on Thursday night. And
come out in honor of those seniors. Come out and see our band.
That's right.
Our band is awesome, man. It is amazing. Landon Moss had a big game, 39 carries, 211 yards. Jake Martin had 3 touchdowns. And Rylan Pickett with a big game, 16 carries, 75 yards, 1 touchdown. Our defense wasn't on the field enough to accumulate a bunch of defensive stats, but Kyle Williamson, Keegan McCoy, Rusty Bermeo, and Zayden Decatus had all had good games defensively while they when they were on the field.
Yeah. Well, and it, just I was watching it on DQ TV Friday night, but second half a little different offense, Tony.
Absolutely, the two fullback set, uh-huh. and. I'll tell you what, Magnolia had no answer. And it'll be interesting to see if we see more of that Thursday night.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think it seemed to work really well against Magnolia
anyway.
It
sure did.
So it'd be interesting to see that. So let's see what Coach Richard Bell says about the Panthers and the Razorbacks.
All right, Coach Bell, tremendous second-half effort at Magnolia Friday night. Just an incredible performance by sophomore Landon Wise, 39 carries, 211 to go over 1,000 for the season. If you can carry that second-half effort over to Thursday night against Arkansas High, you have to like your chances.
Yeah, I told those guys at halftime, we had a conversation. I told the running backs, I said, man, I want 3 or 4 yards in a cloud of dust. Quit looking for creases and hit the hole. And, I mean – The O-line and them took it to heart. They would make first contact, and they would get another 3 or 4 yards right after that. And linemen were pushing them, and they were driving down the field. Again, I told them I couldn't have been prouder of them that second half if they had been my own kids. It was really one of those things that makes you enjoy coaching football.
Coach Bell, the junior high Cubs wrapped up a 6-3 season last week with a big win over Magnolia. What are your plans with the ninth grade group heading into the varsity game tomorrow night? Will any of them suit up? Any of them play?
Yeah, I was super proud of those guys. You know, they had a great year. They having 6-3 record, you know, doesn't show how hard they played. I always give our ninth grade an option to move up and play. I also give them an option, hey, if you'd like to move on to play basketball, you know, this is your journey in Arkansas High School and DeQueen Sports. You choose what you want to do. You know, so I have quite a few of them moving up, and I have quite a few of them going to basketball. You know, again, you know, I'm never going to take away from a basketball coach because he's got a game in a week, you know. Now, if we were going to the playoffs, it might be a little bit different story on who I would move up and who I would play. But, yeah, no, I couldn't be prouder of those guys. Our junior high staff does a great job, Drew and Adrian and Malik and Garcia. You know, they do a really good job. We all help each other. You know, Coach Mendoza had a baby, so Coach Parsons has been calling a lot of the defense lately, helping out with those guys. It's just, you know, a great group of young men. So, yeah, I think I'm going to dress them out. We'll see how it goes in practice this week to see if anyone's going to get a little bit of playing time. But, yeah, you know, tremendous season. I'm really proud of them.
And Arkansas High, 1-8 on the season, but they took their frustrations out on Hope last Friday. What do you expect tonight from the Razorbacks?
I really do expect, you know, the Razorbacks and even Magnolia, they're really good number 5 and number 6 seeds in our conference. You know, they scored 50-something points on Hot Springs. It was a 70-50 game. They've been right there in most of the games. They have a really potent offense. Like I said, you know, I've drawn up plays. You know, they have 38 different pass plays and, you know, a bunch of different formations that they run, you know. So I expect an explosive offense. Hopefully we can draw up something to stop them. You know, they have athletes all over the field. So hopefully we can slow those guys down and get a W on the last game.
UA Cossetot, cccua.edu. We appreciate them so much for sponsoring the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air, and you need to go to that website today. You can find out so much information, including how to apply and enroll, and check out all of their programs and areas of study, their degree plans, medical education, online programs, programs by campus, and their high school programs as well. You can graduate high school with an associate's degree using the UA Cossetot high school programs they have on offer. You can also figure out how to pay for college as well, either with financial aid or scholarships, disbursements and refunds, and so much more. Figure out your textbooks and all career pathways. You can also check out their athletic stuff, their Colts merchandise shop. And speaking of that, you can go to uacossetotcolts.com. That is a website dedicated just for Colts fans. So you can check out, you know, basketball's about to be starting up. Soccer is going strong right now. Their shooting sports are going strong. And you can visit their team shop. And you can donate directly to the UA Cossetot Colts and their athletic department there on the website. So join the Colts Club today and go to uacossetotcolts.com. And again, they're the main website. You can find out everything you need to know. Look at their calendar. Check out more about them and the news and all of their locations and everything. UA Cossetot, again, we appreciate them so much for sponsoring the podcast, and they've been with us for a good while now. So again, it's perfect for us, and we love talking about him. UA Cossetot, hit up cccua.edu today.
And now it's time to talk about the Horatio Lions. The Horatio Lions travel to Bismarck this week. They lost to the Fountain Panthers 42-6. And so for their prize for that, they get to go to the top-rated team in the conference, Tony.
A trip to Bismarck.
Yeah. Bismarck, a really good football team, you know, one of the top-rated teams. And
beat a decent center point team 47-6 this week.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, they're just playing really well. And going to be a tough task for the Lions this week. But, you know, a lot of growth there. You know, they've had to deal with a lot of things that short staff, injuries, you know, things like that. And you know, I think that just what they've done is an amazing job during the year.
Yeah, I mean, they've won a couple of ball games. Mm-hmm. If they play really well Friday night, maybe a chance to win a third. And growth usually doesn't happen from 0-1 win to 7 or 8. It's usually very slow in football programs, and I think their Lions are headed in the right direction.
That's right. Let's see what Coach Willis has to say.
Okay, Coach Paul David Willis of the Horatio Lions is with us, and Coach Falk played a good ball game.
Well, you know, we did for a while, and you know, it's kind of like the same old story. We ran out of gas, and I think that's, you know, that's one of the symptoms of a program and situation that we are. The first time kind of adversity happens, we tend to kind of give up, and that's kind of what happened. I don't know if it's give up or run out of gas, get tired. You know, I was only dressed out about 20 kids, and so you know that's an issue too.
Yeah, well, but, I would assume that especially this time of year when your numbers are down and kids just get worn out.
Well, they do, and you know, it's a habit. Things become a habit, and it's just kind of a habit to get down and quit.
Yeah. Well, I know by this time of year, mentally and physically, you know, you just get, like you said, you get to a point where, you just those kind of things just happen. I know you scored one touchdown, and who scored that touchdown?
Isaiah Callahan, but he's our senior wingback. So he went on about 11, 12 yard run and got in the zone, which was good for him. Last game at home and senior night and all that good stuff. So it was good for him.
Yeah, well, good. That's great. So this week, moving on, the prize you get for the end of the year is you get to go to Bismarck.
Yeah, we get to go to Bismarck, who just happens to be winning the conference. So, it doesn't get any easier. But, you know, it is what it is. We knew we knew what we was getting ourselves into. So, you know, we're gonna gear up, go up there and see what we can do.
Yeah. So you move up, any junior high kids move up that you want to mention real quick? Well, not really.
The only kid that is actually new that hadn't already been moved up is Ian Schiff. And he was going to move up the Fout game, but his grandfather passed away, so he ended up being tied up with that. So he didn't get to move up. But he came out yesterday, and we're going to move him up. So okay. I guess we'll be up to 21 now.
Well, hey, everybody helps when you're at that level. So
you're right. Yeah. You're right.
Well, we'll talk again next week, Coach. And I just appreciate you so much and what you do, not just for us, but for those boys down there too. Because I know that not only does it get weary for the kids, it gets weary for the coaches too. And this time of year, I know you just got to persevere through, and that's what you're doing. I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me, and I'll talk to you again one more time about Horatio Lions football next week.
All right, I sure appreciate you.
Thank you.
Time to talk about the Foreman Gators. The Foreman Gators, Tony, 4-5 on the season.
Vast improvement there.
Yeah, vast improvement. And they go play the Gurdon Gold Devils, and they put it on them.
They did. 52-20. That don't happen to Gurdon very often.
No. I'm interested to find out what happened for sure. But, when we talk to Coach Ed Baker, he's going to let us know. But that kind of score is – not indicative of what you see from the Gurdon Gold Devils.
No, and travel to Lafayette County. I've been there once this year, and I was impressed with some of the Lafayette County players, but, man, they seem to have just dropped off a cliff. Junction City's beat a lot of people. I'm not sure they beat anybody 64-6.
No.
And that's how they beat Lafayette County on Friday. It'll be interesting to see what kind of Cougar team that the Gators find when they get to Lafayette County Friday night.
Yeah, looking for a big win.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and let's see what Coach Ed Baker says about that.
All right, I got Coach Ed Baker of the Foreman Gators here with us, and Coach, a big win over the Gurdon Gold Devils last Friday night.
Yes, sir. It was a heck of a game, heck of an effort by our kids. It was awesome.
That's great. Not that you couldn't win, but the score kind of surprised me a little bit. I mean, 32-point victory, 52-20, if I believe that's correct.
Yes, sir. It was our first game without any turnovers. We've been able to score quite a few points this year, but we've had two or three turnovers a game. So it's kind of limited us for me even scoring more. And the other night we were able to take care of the ball. And, not turn it over. So that let us add to that point total a little bit.
That's great. And so going to, if I'm not mistaken, you're 4-5 now going to Lafayette County this Friday night and then looking for a 5-5 record on the year. I think that's quite a bit of improvement there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We're going from, like I said, we started here on a 31-game losing streak, 38 out of 41. So, it'd be our first 500 record, I think, since 20. The last games we won were in 21. So, yeah, it would be an accomplishment, especially for our seniors. We've been through a lot of coaching changes and whatnot. So, yeah, we're hoping to go over there and play well again. We played really well the last 3 weeks. Lost a heartbreaker at Derrick's, but for the most part, we played really well the last 3 weeks. We've been able to beat what's probably going to be our league's number 2 seed, which is Gurdon. The number 3 seed is probably going to be Spring Hill. We're able to get a victory over them, and so we're kind of getting hot at the right time, but we need to keep it up for one more week.
Yeah. Well, going back to the Gurdon game. I know you probably had a lot with a game like that, but who stood out for you in those games?
When a game like that, it's basically everybody. Our player of the game is probably our offensive line. Landon Shurtliff, the senior tight end. our two tackles, two senior tackles that weigh together probably 250 pounds. That's Cannon McElhannon and Ethan Craner, and then Matthew Gawicki, another senior guard, Caleb Buchanan, another senior at the left guard, and then our center is sophomore Grayson Lumley. Those guys, we rushed, I think, 372 yards, averaged about 6 or 7 yards to carry, and so when you do that, your offensive line plays really well. Buddy Bearden had over 120 yards and 4 touchdowns. Victron Moore had about the same amount of yards on half the carries and scored a touchdown. Rylan Johnson got close to 100 yards and scored a touchdown. So we played well all the way to Easter. Our quarterback, he had a really good game, decision making. And so it was an all around effort by everybody. Eli Long had a really, really good catch on a big third and long, or might have been even a fourth down for us on one of our drives. Went up and made a really good catch. So it's good all-around victory all the way around. Played well defensively for the most part. So both sides of the ball played really well.
That sounds really great, man. And like you said, y'all are getting hot at the right time, playing well, and not having any turnovers. You know, that's what, as a coach, I know you look for that every game. That's kind of perfection, and you don't know that you're ever going to achieve it. But I mean, it's really good to get there, and it's also, just really ending the season the way you wanted it to end, on a hot streak and playing well and doing things well. And so going to Lafayette County this week, saw them early in the year, that they seem to have a lot of talent, but last few games, you know, they just kind of looks like they may have kind of hung up their pads early, to say it one.
Well, I think Coach Ivers is going to have them ready to play. It's going to be the last game for their seniors and senior night for them, and they do have some really talented skill guys, and they are huge up front. They're kind of like Junction City, really big up front. And like I said, they've got some skilled guys that can go. I think number 23 is one of the leading rushers in the state of Arkansas. They kind of have the same problem. They've turned the ball over a lot, and they've still scored a lot of points, with the exception of the last couple of weeks. They've put up a lot of points and have turned the ball over a lot. So we're going to need them to turn over the ball a little bit. We need to not turn it over, control it, and score when we have it.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you talking to me every week, I'm really excited about what you're doing down at Foreman. Win this game Friday night, end up 5-5. That's really building the going the right way and building the program the way it needs to be built. So looking forward to the continuation of that in the future. And Coach, I just appreciate you talking to me each week, and I look forward to talking to you about a Gator victory over the Lafayette County Cougars next week.
Yes, sir. We're looking forward to it. Appreciate you having us. And just a reminder for everybody, that game will be on Thursday night at 7 at Lafayette County.
Thank you. I appreciate you saying that. I'll talk to you next week. Go Gators.
Yes, sir. Go Gators. Thank you.
DeQueen Animal Hospital and Ashdown Veterinary Clinic. DeQueen Animal Hospital at 1690 Highway 70 West, right here in DeQueen. Give them a call, 870-642-8387, to schedule an appointment today. And Ashdown Veterinary Clinic, located at 139 Southern Drive in Ashdown. You can call them at 870-898-5181. Come on, man. Martin Veterinary Services, think of them as your other family doctor, okay? Everybody knows your furry little ones. Come on, you need to give them the best health care possible, and you will do no wrong by going with Martin Veterinary Services, Ashdown Veterinary Clinic, DeQueen Animal Hospital. Just, if you don't take my word for it, take all these Google reviews, 5 stars across the board of all of this, and they're all recent too. They help our dogs, they give them shots, they check them out. Absolutely awesome place to take your fur babies. This town gained angels when he brought his family here. That's how much people trust Dr. Martin and his staff. Absolutely amazing staff. I've used them personally. I got myself a new dog not long ago. A new dog, got myself a dog, and he was a stray, so took him there. You know, he of course had, you know, worms and some other small problems, some skin problems. They helped him through all of that, and then actually just recently got him got him neutered over there, and it was a great process. They kept him overnight, you know, and picking him up, and you almost couldn't even tell that anything had happened, you know. So that was very, very cool to see. They love my dog up there, and I'm sure they love yours. I've taken my cats there for their yearly shots and all that stuff. So whether it's just routine or something serious, you can trust DeQueen Animal Hospital and Ashdown Veterinary Clinic. We appreciate them for sponsoring the podcast since the very beginning. So trust Martin Veterinary Services today.
And now we're going to talk about the Ashdown Panthers. The Panthers, 1-8 on the season, lost to the Bauxite Miners, or Dr. Heckle and Mr. Hyde, or Heckle and Jekyll. I don't know which one it was.
Man, they have been this year. They've been
just up and down,
all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And Ashdown scores 44 points. It didn't seem like moving the ball was the problem. I know they had over 500 yards of offense. But the problem was there was over 1,100 yards offense in the game total.
Wow.
I'd like to know what time they got done with that one. And this week, it's going to paint it purple, as Rex Nelson would say, as it's Fountain Lake. Ashdown traveling to Fountain Lake, of course, kind of a homecoming for them, for Coach Richardson, as he hosts the Panthers. He used to be the Panthers coach. Everybody's going to be wearing purple. So going like a look like a Vikings inter-team scrimmage.
You're right. They looked pretty good yesterday, by the way.
They did.
Yeah. But, you know, Fountain Lake beat Harmony Grove 48-28, which, again, a surprise to me.
Absolutely.
I think
that conference may have had more surprises, more not great upsets, but mild upset games, mm-hmm. Than any conference in the state.
Well, I think if you'd asked me at the first of the year, I could have picked the first four teams relatively easy. I don't know what the order would have been.
Yeah.
But I could have picked them relatively easy, and that's not the way it's going to end up, I don't think.
It is not.
No.
It is not.
You know, and it's just a lot of different things. But anyway, the Ashdown's going to play Fountain Lake this week, and they travel up there, get to see Coach Richardson, and Coach Richardson's got it going on up there, I think.
He does. He has them turned around. You know, they're not that far removed from eight-man football.
Just a couple of years.
Yeah, and they've got a shot at winning, having a winning season this year with a win over the Panthers. So I know Ashdown would like to go up there and do something about that. You know, it's the usual suspects for the Panthers. If Riley Williamson, Bryson Prince, Tyler Smith, those guys play well, Ashdown will be in the ballgame. They will be, because they can score with anybody.
Yep. That's for sure.
Yeah.
And Tony had a chance to talk to Jim Cross about it, and let's listen to what he's got to say.
Line with Jim Cross, the play-by-play man for the Ashdown Panthers, and Ashdown ran into the Bauxite Miners on Friday. Jim scored 44 points, which, I mean, you got to be happy about that. But it seemed like the game was a track meet.
Yeah, Tony, if you'd have told me before the game we're going to have 522 yards total offense, our quarterback Riley Williamson's going to throw for four touchdowns, 314 yards, rush for another 122 and a touchdown, I'd have bet the house that we'd have won.
Right.
But unfortunately, Bauxite made a few more big plays. And if you liked offense, Tony, there's over 1,100 total yards on both teams. Now, if you like defense, it was a tough night. And so it was really hard to, I mean, after in both teams would score in like 50 seconds.
Right.
And so there was no 12 play 4-minute drives. They were electric plays, big plays. Like we had a 70-yard run, 36-yard run, 56-yard pass, and for touchdowns. And they had like a 75-yard run and a 70-yard pass. I mean, they were huge back-breaking plays on both sides. And like I say, Bauxite just made more good plays. But Riley Williamson, I'm gonna miss just watching him.
Wow.
And you know, he's a senior and his stats are just out of this world. And I mean, he's just a gutsy performer. He can throw at any angle. I think he throws better running for his life. I mean, he's
kind of like a Patrick Mahomes type, can kind of throw it from anywhere. And when he don't have either feet on the ground, when he throws his best.
Yeah. I think you're right. I keep looking for a behind the back, no look pass. And maybe he'll do that against Fountain Lake Friday night.
You have any idea how many, I mean, Riley's usually in the total yard category because he runs the ball so much as well.
Yeah, he's I don't have the stats right in front of me, but he's rushed for over 500 yards and thrown for over right around 2,000 yards. So I mean, wow. So his stats are just through the roof, and he's really what makes it more amazing, his interception rate is not very high. I think he has 4 or 5 interceptions.
Right.
So when you throw the ball that much and running, you know, he's really very smart with his throws, and he doesn't mind throwing the ball away. And I mean, he's just a savvy player. And like I said before, in baseball, he played shortstop, pitcher, third base, center field, left field. He could catch. I mean, so he's just that kind of guy that nothing really phases him. He's just such a good athlete.
Well, brother, anybody else? I'm sure if you have over 500 yards, a few other people might have had a big game offensively for the Panthers.
Yeah, Bryson French, he had 5 receptions for over 100 yards. Tyler Smith had another 4 receptions. And both those guys, Tyler had 1 touchdown. I believe Bryson had 2. Mari Spencer out of the backfield, he had 86 yards rushing and a touchdown. And then even defensively, even though he gave up so many points, Colton Rowe, I called his name. I think I called his name in my sleep Friday night. I mean, he made so many tackles. And he's a senior, and he's such a vocal leader, and you know, leads by example. And we're going to really miss him as well. He played his usual typical game as well for the Panthers.
Well, and Jim, you know, I know that Coach Richardson's been gone a couple of years, but it feels like a bit of a homecoming when the Panthers meet Fountain Lake.
Yeah, it does. And, you know, Coach Rich and I have been friends for a long time, and we stay in touch and text each other and check on each other. And so, yeah, it's going to be kind of strange seeing him wearing Fountain Lake colors, but he's done a great job over there.
Aren't they purple as well?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Yeah, so all he had to do is just take off the A and put on the F. You know, they've really improved through the season, because earlier in the season they were giving up a lot of points.
Right.
And you know, they beat Malvern, and they played with Bauxite, and they beat Harmony Grove. So you know, for them, this game is huge, because I believe, if I'm correct on this, if they beat us, they'll be the 4 seed, and if they lose, they'll be the 5th seed. And if something goes wrong with the Bauxite this week, they could even roll up to the 3rd seed. So
wow.
there's a lot for Coach Richardson and Fountain Lake to play for. They got a great quarterback, similar to Riley, makes a lot of plays. But I think the difference is, for them, and talking to him, is defensively, they're a whole lot better in week 10 than they were in week 1, 2, and 3.
Right.
So, and then playing at Fountain Lake, I don't know if you've ever been to Fountain Lake. It's kind of a different setup. It's
been there for basketball, not for football.
Okay. The field is like in a valley.
Right.
And it's like it's kind of dug into the ground deep. And so it's a real pretty sight, but it's just a whole different feel of what it looks like. And it's an old timey kind of deal, but it's a fun place to play. And Coach Richardson has them rocking.
Well, Jim, I would love to see the Panthers finish on an up note Friday. No disrespect or not wishing anything bad on Coach Richardson. He's a good guy, but sure would be nice for the program to finish with a W.
Yeah, I would love it for 5 seniors. Let me say a quick word. We've already talked about Riley and Colton, but Jodell Angel, he's a wide receiver. He probably has over 20 receptions for the season, plays outside linebacker. He's played both ways a lot of the season. Frederick Hunter, he plays nose man and offensive guard, and he's had a great career. And then Deshaun Clardy has played defensive back, and he doesn't mind coming up and laying the wood to you. So those 5 guys have given a lot to the program, and we appreciate them, and we're going to miss them on down the road.
Well, Jim, it's always good to get to talk to you about the Panthers and just about ministry, about life in general, and looking forward to talking to you next week.
Hey, thanks, Tony. Have a great week.
You too. Take care.
Yes, sir.
And now it's time for my favorite segment of the show, and that is the awards segment, where we're able to give a bunch of awards and accolades out to the great, great players in the area. So, if you don't mind, we're going to start it off. Greg, who is the Shelter Insurance Jeff Woods Agency Leopard Player of the Week?
That's going to be Jake Martin, Leopard quarterback. He scored 3 touchdowns Friday night against the Magnolia Panthers.
Excellent. Moving on to the Domtar Panther Player of the Week.
That's going to be Tyler Smith.
Nice. Horatio State Bank Lion Player of the Week.
Isaiah Callahan. He had a TD, a 2-point conversion, and also rushed for 90 yards.
Excellent. And the Horatio State Bank Gator Player of the Week.
They're going to go with their offensive line. They've blocked well all year, but they rushed for 372 yards and a big victory over the Gergen Go Devils.
Excellent. And the Loveless Refrigeration Scrapper Player of the Week.
Oh, while they had a lot of different players they could have went with, we're going to go with Makai Johnson. Mm. He had 8 tackles, 2 tackles for loss, 2 sacks, and 1 forced fumble in the win over Malvern.
Also, let's go to the Shelter Insurance Todd Moore Agency Outlaw Player of the Week.
And we're going to go with Elijah Hawthorne. He had 10 tackles.
Excellent. And the Union Bank of Mena Bearcat Player of the Week.
Max Rocha. He's been a standout on both the offensive line and defensive line all year long.
Heard that name before. The Union Bank of Mena Eagle Player of the Week.
And we're going to go with Caleb Olade, 16 points and 6 rebounds in their first basketball game.
Excellent. Now we move on to the bigger awards here, the Toad Thumper Lure Offensive Player of the Area.
We're going to go with Riley Williamson there. He surpassed 500 yards rushing and 2,000 yards passing in the game Friday night.
Man, oh man. What about the Horatio State Bank Defensive Player of the Area?
We're going to go with Barry Williams of the Nashville Scrappers. He had 10 tackles in the win over Malvern.
Excellent. And the coveted Mud Creek Designs Player of the Area, who wins themselves a Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air t-shirt.
And that's going to go to sophomore Landon Wise of the DeQueen Leopards. 39 carries for 211 yards. He broke the 1,000-yard mark for yardage in the season.
Nice.
Great game and a great season by Landon Wise, and congratulations to him.
Most excellent. We have one more sort of award to give out here, and that is the DeQueen Motorsports Game of the Week.
The Game of the Week this week is going to be Arkansas High at DeQueen on Thursday night, so remember that, it's going to be moved to Thursday. Big game for both Arkansas High and DeQueen to end the season on a positive note.
Nice. Definitely want to keep your eyes on that one. At Pilgrims, their vision guides everything they do to be the best and most respected company in the industry, creating the opportunity of a better future for their team members. Absolutely amazing. We love having Pilgrims Pride as our title sponsor. From education and recreation to healthcare and social services, JBS USA invests in meaningful community projects that have helped lasting benefits for their team members and their neighbors, and they provide meaningful investments in projects that will have lasting impact for generations to come. The Hometown Strong initiative is part of a $70 million contribution to the communities where they live and work. Also building the largest free college tuition program in rural America, Better Futures. Pilgrims is providing team members and their child dependents the opportunity to pursue their higher education dreams for associate degrees and trade certificates at community and technical college tuition free. Also, they want their team members to know just how much they appreciate their dedication by ensuring they love working with us. As part of their total compensation package, they offer comprehensive employee benefits designed to meet the healthcare and financial goals of their team members and their families today, tomorrow, and in the future. Their seven values include determination, simplicity, availability, humility, sincerity, discipline, and ownership. These values are reflected in the hard work of their team members every single day. Community is also a driving force behind everything Pilgrims does, whether it's in community events, fundraisers, charitable donations to the community. Pilgrims can always be seen helping wherever they can. We value the people who make our company a success. Seriously, so many fundraisers in the area, you always know Pilgrims always donates the chicken and even cooks it sometimes. They're always seen in the community for many community events. So we appreciate them so much in the community for employing so many people here and also for sponsoring and being the title sponsor for the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air. So again, we appreciate them so much. Opportunity awaits. Join their talent community today and visit jobs.pilgrims.com. And that about wraps up all of the high school sports for the area, but we always like to hop on and talk about some national topics, and this conversation is brought to you by Mina Pre-Owned.
All right, and you know, starting out, Tony, I think we'd be remiss if we didn't talk about the YouTube ESPN finasco.
It's affecting you and I.
It is affecting me. My life has gone incredibly downhill since I found out about that. I mean, I got to see the Razorback game accidentally because stupidly enough, they're fighting with YouTube TV, but it's on YouTube.
Right.
Which is the same thing.
Yeah.
Or same so, people.
Like, but YouTube, like just anybody can just
go and
watch
it? Well,
you
just find it on there. You just find it, yeah. You know.
Oh, I know.
Got like, yeah.
You got Wally in his basement taping it off the TV. Yeah.
I'd like to stream the Razorbacks game, brother. For everybody, brother.
Yeah.
I'm big Hogs fan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Woo pig a suey.
So you found the Russian link.
Yeah, I did. Okay. I think it said Islam TV.
Yeah, there you go.
So they stopped right at one point and everybody bowed down.
Yeah. But there may be a lot of that going on if this dispute between ESPN and YouTube keeps going.
The Hogs can't be halal for them. They can't be.
I mean, are the rich people just not rich enough?
I guess not. I mean, come on, give us something. You know, because what I didn't get to see that I really would have liked to seen that Tennessee-Oklahoma game.
Mm-hmm.
I could not find it anywhere.
So they just completely dropped the ball for everybody this weekend? Well, like nobody could watch it?
Yeah.
So where was it meant to be?
These contracts that they sign with each other, they put it at the most least advantageous time for the fan.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because, you know, they want to put the pressure on YouTube TV to pay more for their product.
Mm-hmm.
So let's do it in the middle of college football season.
Yeah.
That'll show them. Mm-hmm.
And the most upsetting thing to me is I found out something I didn't know, is that you can buy an app and still not use it, able to use it. I have purchased the ESPN app. Cost $130 a year.
Mm-hmm.
I can't use it because my TV provider is YouTube TV.
Oh, yeah, you can.
And if you got the app, you ought to see whatever they got on their app.
Yeah.
That has nothing to do with any other TV. I'm done with them.
Yeah.
I'm done.
I've been done with them.
Yeah. I mean, that's just ridiculous.
Yeah. And not only that, but the app is so bad. It's so bad to find what you're looking for.
Yeah.
And all that stuff, the quality, everything about it.
Yeah.
But so YouTube TV was supposed to have it, and
well, it was on ESPN on YouTube TV.
Yeah,
got you. Okay,
but they won't. You know.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
And it's more than that. It's ABC.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's Nat Geo,
Disney, Hulu.
Yeah. So it's.
So it's, the only people.
It, I mean, that's not a big deal to me.
Yeah, yeah.
But the ESPN thing is a much bigger deal to me, and ABC.
Sure. Well, and moving into something else, the Razorbacks opened their basketball season tonight, which was going to be on ESPN Plus, which you got to have ESPN to get. Mm-hmm. And apparently, not only do you have to have ESPN to get it, you have to have YouTube TV just to stream something that's not anywhere else. It's just streamed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, they wouldn't.
Somebody owes us some money.
That's what I think. Yeah. I think we ought to sue them all.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah. Just have you been affected everybody. By the YouTube TV, ESPN?
That's right.
Yeah.
We'll get Jackie Childs.
Yeah, that's right.
This is preposterous, ridiculous,
egregious.
Who
told you to stream the game? I didn't tell you to stream the game.
but I'm telling you, as bad as the Razorback football team is, and we'll get down and talk to that in a minute, Razorback basketball team is going to be fun to watch.
Yeah.
Not that they'll win every game.
Sure.
But, man, you know, Memphis is not a bad basketball team, and they beat them like they owned them last week.
Yes.
Nice.
At Memphis.
Yep.
And so,
good sign.
You know, I think they really did good. And
who do we got right now? Who's our guy? Like, who's our
Calipari.
Right,
Calipari. Oh, you're talking about players, they got like lots of different players. They got Knox. They got Brazil back. They got a couple of freshmen, and I don't know their names. Mm. They change so often. Yeah, you know, yeah.
But we're locked in now. We don't have to worry about these guys.
Oh, they can always move.
There's no rules. It's the wild, wild west. Oh, yeah. They get upset with the coach, they quit.
Yeah, great. They
just keep their money and quit.
They already got them. You know, I'm going to leave it.
I'm going to take it.
Yeah, I'm going to take it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, looking pretty good. Looking pretty good, I think, for this year. It's going to be fun. Yep. So
nice.
Look, the herds at UMass
tonight.
Yeah,
that's the Cal connection.
That's right.
Between Marshall and Arkansas tonight is Cal was at UMass. I think that's where he started, wasn't it?
That's where he almost got whooped by John Chaney. Remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that. And the herds at UMass tonight to open the season. And
we're recording on Monday, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the 3rd.
YouTube needs to get this thing worked out by then.
Quickly. Yeah,
by tonight.
Yeah. What's good the deal? Luck. You know, yeah, because we got Razorbacks, herd.
Monday Night Football.
Yeah. And the Cowboys are on Monday Night Football. Yeah. So Jerry Jones will make it work. It'll be settled by then. Because he'll make it work. Which, by the way, I know this isn't on there, but I got to talk. Have you seen that Netflix documentary on him?
No, but I need to watch
it. Yeah, you do. It's just so self-promoting.
Yeah.
I mean, and I love the Cowboys, and he's from Arkansas. But, I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like... He went and said, "Hey Netflix, how much would it cost me for you to do a deal to make
2-hour infomercial about me?
Yeah, make me look
I'm
like
great.
I'm surprised he wasn't on there telling me how great he was. But I mean, it's just like
that's awesome.
I mean, it's crazy. And
don't cry, Micah. I wouldn't cry. Not that I know who did that.
Yeah, no, I have no idea. Sorry. It was the president.
Sorry, Coach Ernest.
Yeah.
I still think it's funny.
Oh, yeah.
I showed it to some people. They said we need to send it in Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
That good. So
there you go.
Yeah. But anyway, enough talk about that.
Sure.
Go on down to, let's do this real quickly. Dodgers won, so what? Let's go.
Actually rooting for the Dodgers, so
I know. Yeah. I know. You want? It went longer than I thought it would.
It did.
Yeah. And
Blue Jays had their chances.
That's right. Went to extra innings in the 7th game. That's if you like baseball.
Yeah. Oh yeah. If you like baseball, which I don't anymore, that was really good.
Yeah. Yep.
As if there wasn't enough.
How about Auburn now in the coaching carousel?
Mm-hmm.
Now I added them onto this because. I was speaking. The names will remain anonymous to protect the guilty. But two Arkansas fans last night, and they were trying to make the case to me that Arkansas was a better job than Auburn. Would you agree with that? Now you got to take all your Razorback partiality out of that.
No, I know, and I would. My first answer was going to be no.
Yeah.
And I'm just trying to think about it because Auburn's expectations may make it worse. I think we're close to the same,
right?
But I think they think they're supposed to be Alabama,
right?
And I don't think we're quite that bad. We're close, but not quite. And that's the only reason it would make it a better job.
Yeah,
that's the only reason.
What it does though is it's one more opening. That Arkansas is going to compete for
exactly.
A coach for
well
it just, if they don't hire Bobby Petrino, which what I said about that, I mean, am I a prophet or what? I said, what if Petrino loses every game the rest of the season by single digits?
Yeah,
and that's what's happened so far.
Yeah. So far, but he's got two coming up, three coming
you hope
up.
Hope they lose by single digits.
Yeah, I just hope they. Don't get really hurt, you know the thing about all these games is and what's happening with these coaches. Rhett Lashley. He just beat Clemson, right? It was Clemson? Huh? No, it was Miami.
Miami.
He beat Miami. And Miami, you know, so that just took him out of our picture. Of course, he got an extension. But if
they're
passing
a hat down there, they're getting ready to. Oh, they're getting ready to give him another one.
Yeah, but if he gets a job offer, it's going to be a better job than Arkansas.
Yes,
that's what I'm saying.
Yes, you're right.
And you know, that's with LSU. That's with Lane Kiffin's going to decide which one he's going to take.
Yep.
And then Ole Miss will be open, which is still a better job than Arkansas.
Yeah. So who's all? So it's LSU now, Auburn, Arkansas. They've all. Yeah. Okay. They've all fired. Is that normal that this happens
no,
in the season?
No.
This is definitely the coaching carousel in hyperdrive.
Coaching carousel, I see.
But what, you know, and the thing that gets me is like LSU, they paid because their athletic director, they fired him too. Mm-hmm. The governor's now running the program
yeah.
at LSU.
Saw that. He was like, yeah, we got it yeah. with that accent.
Yeah. But so they paid $60 million to get rid of those two guys.
Golly.
$60 million. Now, and I thought it was bad when we paid Pittman $10 million,
yeah,
or whatever it was.
60 is wild,
yeah. And you know, Penn State paid all that money. You know, they're all paying huge amounts of money to these people,
mm-hmm.
and so that somewhere all this money stuff's got to stop.
Yeah,
you know, but you know what? And you go to a Razorback game, and Tony's been the one this year. It was packed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, absolutely. Even this game against Mississippi State, with them being 2-6, I think they were, was relatively well attended.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there was probably 50,000 people there. I don't know the exact number.
It goes back to something you said several weeks ago. It's more than about football now. It's an event. It's mm-hmm. a spectacle. Mm-hmm. You know, it's almost like a concert.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that, you know, as much as I hate to give any credit to Jerry Jones, that's he's a promoter. He's Barnum and Bailey.
Yeah.
You know, he's P.T. Barnum, Jerry Jones, Carnival Barker.
Yeah.
And that's what he is.
Yeah.
And he does a good job at it.
Yeah.
And Jerry Jones and the Ringling Brothers.
And a lot of sporting events, that's what they've become.
And, you know, you used to, I can remember younger, you'd go to a game, you'd park, you'd walk up, you'd go in. Now you go up there a day before,
yeah,
or in
tailgate,
you're out tailgating, yeah, cooking hogs.
In the Steelers' first Super Bowl that they won, where they beat the Vikings, and that would have been about 75, the Grambling University Band was the halftime.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's what used
now,
to be the Super
nothing
Bowl.
Nothing against the Grambling University Band.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're good.
They are good.
Yeah.
But holy cow, I mean,
Lady Gaga and Eminem.
How far have we come?
Yeah.
You know?
Now we got Bad Bunny.
Yeah. That's right.
It's not Bugs Bunny?
Yeah. I'm upset that it's not.
I wish it was Bugs Bunny.
But you're right. What's happened to these things? It's a spectacle. It's an outing. And you know, I even tell people that they say, why do you go? Mm-hmm. And I say, I don't go for the games.
Yeah.
I mean, I like the Razorbacks and I go to the games, but I see people that I hadn't seen, you know, mm-hmm. and we talk and we, you know, you have a tailgate and
sure.
eat good food and just, you know, and that's what. It's crazy. I mean, when I went to Ole Miss over there and that the Grove, that's the ultimate.
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking about tent to tent for, you know, 20 acres.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And you know, and it just.
So it's a give and take because when you watch the Super Bowl every time, everybody talks during the game and then shuts up during the commercials.
That's right.
But there's so many teams looking for good coaches now that there are more openings than there are good coaches in the G5.
Oh yeah. Mm.
I mean, somebody is going to be left hanging onto the
yeah.
Arkansas.
Yeah.
But you know, even
the bad end of the stick.
Yeah.
And there's some, you know, is it Silverfield? Is it guy at Memphis?
Yeah. He can name
he's a he's like, call me.
Yeah.
Call me.
Yeah.
Oh, Huff at Southern Miss. Call me.
Hey, they're already calling his agent.
Yeah.
Yeah, they can't talk to him now, but they're talking to Jimmy Sexton, I guarantee you.
Yeah.
And that's who's everybody's agent is.
Yeah.
I mean, he's everybody's agent.
Yeah.
And
I just, with my limited.
Who's in North Texas?
His name's Morris.
Yeah. Well,
it's not Chad Morris. But
well, that
Morris.
Guy is in the G5 spot right now with a 0-star quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he should be on somebody's short list.
Well, they talked about him.
Yeah.
And but I you know, I just think, you know, Matt Rhule in Nebraska, yeah. He's just got an extension. For what?
for being mediocre.
Yeah.
They gave he went to the Mike Tomlin School of Mediocrity.
Well, I figure they think whoever they get be worse. Yeah. You know, I mean.
Of course, I'm a big fan of mediocrity.
Yeah. Well, I've become one.
Right. Middle of the pack.
Yeah. It's a good place if you could do that, woo, yeah. Go hog.
What did George Costanza say? Not falling behind, not showing off.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right. That's right.
That's how you can work at a place and not work there ever.
But so when you look at these, let's look at these just real quickly, and you tell me Arkansas ahead or behind.
Okay.
And we'll start UAB.
Oh, they're ahead of them.
Oregon State.
Ahead of them.
Stanford.
Ahead of them.
Oklahoma State.
Ahead of them.
Virginia Tech.
Ahead of them.
UCLA.
That's where I think the juggling act starts.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, there would be some appeal to a UCLA job, I think. Now, obviously,
if you
there's
didn't
some,
care where you lived or yeah. didn't care what conference you were in. And, of course, they're in the Big Ten.
Yeah, they are in the Big Ten.
So,
and I would imagine that there's a lot of untapped resources if you can get in there and turn that thing around.
Yeah. Well, you got
– tradition.
I mean, what I'm looking at there, the ones we talked about first, definitely below. I think Auburn, UCLA, Arkansas, you can throw them up depending on who's got the most money.
And what the person that they're talking to is looking to do.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, if it's a younger, hotshot kind of guy, I'm sure Arkansas would be pretty appealing. Like, hey, come in, slip in, and then maybe turn this into a great season for them rather than expectations.
I totally agree with that.
Sure.
But I don't think the majority of Arkansas fans want that.
Well, yeah, they want an established guy.
Yeah.
The problem with that is the people of Arkansas think a great season is 10-1 mm-hmm. or 10-2. And a real great season for Arkansas is 6-6.
Yeah.
8-4 every once in a while.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. If you go in Arkansas's conference, in their division, in their conference, with the schedule they play, if they go 9-3, they ought to be putting a statue up to the guy in the parking lot.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
That's right.
And way too crazy expectations.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, there's been some good coaches at Arkansas. I mean, I know a lot of people didn't think a lot of Brett Bielema, but Brett Bielema's done some coaching since he'd done some coaching before he came to Arkansas. He'd done some coaching since he left Arkansas. He ain't that bad a coach.
No. Nope. Mm-hmm. And same thing. Houston Nutt was a good coach.
Yes.
I mean, and he did win some games.
Yep.
You know, but right now, it's just so cutthroat. I mean, you throw Oklahoma and Texas in there. Now it's just – we just went down the pecking order a couple of more spots.
Yep.
So who's the most desirable? Is it Penn State or LSU?
I would say if it were me picking, I would – if I were going to have the job, I'd take the Florida job.
Oh, okay.
Because LSU's expectation, they'll
– LSU and Florida are both where the athletes are.
Yeah.
Penn State.
This is legendary, right? That's just a legendary.
Penn State, though, may have – I mean, it's hard to say anybody's got more tradition than LSU does. Yeah. But Penn State has a lot of
– They do.
A lot of tradition.
Yeah.
You go back to Joe Pa and so
– They don't talk about him anymore.
They do not. But those three are definitely in a league of their own. I agree with Greg. Then the next three, Auburn, UCLA, Arkansas, are kind of the second tier. And then Virginia Tech, Oklahoma State, Stanford – probably along the same lines. Again, there are different reasons why you'd want to live in different places or go to different places. And then, you know, Oregon State's now a G5 school and UAB. I'm telling you, this list is only going to be nothing but bigger.
Yeah.
It's going to get bigger.
That's right.
We're getting near the end of the season. It's going to get bigger.
So we've never seen a carousel like this before, no?
I haven't.
No.
No.
That's wild.
Not this time of year.
This is the new thing. Oh, they kind of stink, so let's just fire them and pay them $60 million?
Yeah, that's right. That's what
I don't get it. I don't get it. Auburn. Auburn just, I mean, like, how bad were they this season? I mean, they beat us bad. I mean, that's just not saying much, but I thought they were doing okay, and they just fired that guy, too?
No, well, they would have fired him that week if they had lost to us, and we should have beat them.
Yeah.
It was close.
Yeah.
And, we could have beat them. And then they lose to Kentucky the next week, so he just fires. They fire him then. So he made it one more week, which doesn't matter. He got the same amount of money anyway.
Yeah.
But, you know, the thing about it is,
What happened to the days of stinking and staying?
I will tell you this. A lot of people, Marcus Freeman was on a lot of people's wish list, and he's made it pretty clear he's going to stay at Notre Dame.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's a terrible move for him.
No.
You don't have to commit yourself to the SEC. You don't have to commit yourself to the Big Ten. You play in a basically independent ACC schedule. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yep. I would agree, too. Well, so moving on from that, I mean, we'll find out what's going to happen, and I'm sure we'll all be disappointed.
NFL?
NFL, hey, you know what? Cowboys didn't lose this week.
Yeah.
Not yet.
Right. Not yet.
Not yet.
Yeah.
It is only Monday.
Yeah, so, yeah, that's right.
They play tonight.
We're recording early, so. But, you know,
who do they play?
They play the Cardinals.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And the Cardinals got their second string quarterback going in, so I'm sure he'll look like Joe Flacco against the Steelers.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
Hey, Flacco looked good yesterday.
Yeah, he did. Let me tell you what, the Bengals' offense is not the problem.
He's 41 years old, and he is looking like a Super Bowl quarterback.
Yeah, the Steelers' defense finally looked like the Steelers. The Colts came into that game, what, 8-1?
Yeah.
And had four turnovers all season. They had six against the Steelers, and they were knocking Daniel Jones silly. He looked like the Daniel Jones that played for the New York Giants, and the Steelers had a lot to do with that.
So Steelers win?
Yesterday. Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So, Bengals bingling things up, you know, the Steelers gained a game on them. The Browns didn't play. So it was a good week. It was a good week for the Steelers.
Nice.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I was going to ask, who is I haven't paid any attention? Is it still like Eagles and Kansas City and stuff, or what?
Buffalo beat Kansas City. Kansas City wouldn't even be in the playoffs if it started today.
Okay.
Now, that's probably going to change.
Sure.
But to pick a clear, I mean, about the time I'm about ready to pick on the Packers and say they're going to win the NFC, they go out and lose to the Panthers.
Yeah.
At home. Right. In ugly uniforms.
And Detroit. and I thought Detroit was pretty good, but they lost.
They lost to the Vikings.
Bad.
So I'm telling you what, maybe this year, and of course we're just halfway through, but maybe this year more than any year, it may be who's hot at the end.
Yeah.
It may be who's hot at the end. And I wouldn't write the Colts off yet either because they got a lot of weapons. They didn't look good yesterday, but they got a lot of weapons. I wouldn't even write the Ravens off at this point, and they're 3-5.
No, I wouldn't write them off either.
No.
That's exciting, though. That's a good
season. Yeah, well, it is. If you like pro football, you don't have a team.
You don't have a team. Yeah. That's me.
Yeah.
See, that's me. I get to hop and
Well, and that's what I do, too, because Cowboys are so bad. I just do that.
Yeah, you mean you love everybody, though.
Yeah.
You're interested in everybody.
Oh, yeah, I like Denver.
Yeah.
They're good this year. I like Denver. Yeah, Buffalo's pretty good. I like him.
You always got a secondary team.
Yeah, always. And it changes.
And the AFC is just, I mean, it is. I mean, Denver, I would say they have a shot. I'd say San Diego has a shot. Of course, Kansas City has a shot. I'd say the Steelers have a shot. I'd say the Ravens have a shot.
Are you talking about
Buffalo has a shot. Indianapolis has a shot. I mean, there's probably seven or eight teams that could win the AFC.
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about conference.
Yeah,
conference championship. Yeah.
There's probably less teams that could win the NFC.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, right now, it'd be hard to bet against the Rams.
Yeah.
The Rams are playing really well.
They really are.
Yeah.
But, that sounds interesting to me. I don't have a team or anything, so it sounds like there's a lot of – everybody's playing good.
Yeah.
Good football must be.
It is, but the thing about it is it's not really good football because what you want is – and I'll use the Packers since Tuttle's not here. I'll pick on his team.
All right.
So what you want is a team that does what they're supposed to do. And so none of these teams are doing what they're supposed to do. They beat somebody really good, and then they lose to somebody that they should beat like a drum.
But this is what the NFL has that Major League Baseball does not have. Everybody has the same resources. Mm-hmm. Everybody has the same money to spend. There's a limit on how much you can spend. And this is what you get. You don't have two or three teams just rolling over everybody.
And, oh, so – everybody has the same. So
yeah,
the Cowboys,
the NFL, they share their resources. They share all the TV revenue, and there's a salary cap. You can't spend above that salary cap. Even if you stay above it for a day, you get penalized for it. And some teams will push that into the future, and then there's teams like the Bengals who won't spend it all.
Right,
but that's their choice.
Yeah,
if they don't spend it all.
Right,
you know.
Yep,
it's interesting.
One more thing before we leave football or NFL. New record for field goal set by former Razorback Cam Little yesterday. Yep. 68 yards.
Yeah, it was a no-doubter.
Yeah. Oh, it would have been good from 75.
It would have.
Yeah.
That's huge, right?
Not on, you know what I don't understand? When did this happen? You know, I mean, before, you know, there wasn't, I mean, we were worried about 50-yard field goals, right?
Yeah.
And that was, how long ago was that?
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't that long ago. And now all of a sudden, everybody, I mean, they're just booming them. Yeah. I mean, they'll kick from 58 yards like it's 10.
Yeah, they will.
And they don't, I mean, and they're kicking it, it's going over the top.
Coming into
the
final possession of the game and you're playing defense, you better be at more than three.
Yeah, that's right.
Because the team don't have to move the ball very far to get a legitimate field goal shot.
Yep.
And does everybody have that weapon? Or is it only a...
Probably not everybody.
Who does Little play for?
He plays for the Jaguars.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But, you know...
But the Cowboys have an Aubrey.
Aubrey, yeah.
I mean, he's the same way. The Steelers have Boswell.
That's right.
He's the same way.
That's right. And there's four or five of them.
There is four or five of them that are just inside 60.
Yeah, it's guaranteed.
It's pretty close.
80% probably.
Yeah.
I mean, but anyway, I just had to bring that up since as a former Razorback, doing good in the NFL. Anything else you got, Tony?
Nope. I think we pretty much covered it.
All right. Well, man, I tell you what, we've made it another week.
We have.
Football,
everybody that makes it possible.
That's right.
It amazes us every week.
That's right. All our sponsors, we appreciate all them. We appreciate everybody that helps us out, getting all the information, the coaches, the play-by-play guys, all them. Most of all, we appreciate the kids. That's who we're doing it for. We'll see you next week.
See you next week.